Our second performer is a recipient of one of those Jack Kent Cook Young Artist Awards Joanne just mentioned. From New Stanton, Pennsylvania, please welcome a terrific 16-year-old pianist, Yin-Yin Oh. Yin-Yin, welcome to the program. Why don't you tell us what you're going to play?
I will be playing Waldesrauschen by Liszt.
Forest murmurs, in other words. So it's sort of leaves and cobras and mongoose killing each other? Or what sort of things do you think about when you play this piece?
Contrary to the title, I think of water when
more fluid
play it.
Image.
Yes.
Very good. Well, let's hear it. Look forward to it. Valdis Rauschen by Franz Liszt, played by our 16-year-old pianist from New Staten, Pennsylvania, Yin-Yin Oh. Nicely done.
Thank you.
Great fluidity in the way you played it, but I do think that that piece has so much more than light glinting off the leaves and the wind rushing through things. And
well, yeah, I agree.
You bring a lot to it.
I just don't think the title should, you know, restrict a person's interpretation of the music.
I think they
should listen to what they feel, the music's telling them.
Tell us how you started the piano, because you started really young.
Yeah, I started at 2.5/3 years of age, mm-hmm. which, I don't know, I guess my parents saw that I really liked music, because I always liked, pressing the keys, more like banging on the keys, because I thought they were, pretty, mm-hmm. so I thought it was pretty interesting, and my mom would take me to lessons, and she would say, oh, no, it's time, it's over, you don't have to play it anymore, and then I would just run back.
She'd give you a practice time, and what
yeah, she did, she did, yeah. But every time she would close the lid, I would just open it again.
Oh, good for you. That's wonderful. Your early beginning obviously worked for you because you're a stunning player. And I wanted to ask you, though, about two particular activities that have really helped you with piano performance. One of them, surprisingly, is musical theater. How has that changed your piano playing?
I think musical theater is different than piano in that, you're actually facing your audience, but you still have to pretend like your audience isn't there. And yeah, it's like the wall that I learned about during drama class. And I think I can apply it to piano because, even though you see your audience, you still have to pretend like they're not there and it's not going to influence your train of thought. And you still have to be focused on either music or your song or, the characters you're trying to bring out. Mm-hmm. So with musical theater, it actually helped me conceal my nervousness and jumpiness inside. So
did you get nervous now? You didn't seem nervous. Were you nervous?
I was.
Oh, see, you're a good, wonderful actress. So
it worked. Yeah.
So do you get nervous when you're doing musical theater? I mean, obviously, everything's
course.
Much more. I mean, your facial expression, everything, your mm-hmm. voice quavering must
yeah.
be.
Yeah. So. I remember one time during one of my auditions, I actually got so nervous my lips started quivering, mm-hmm. and it made really hard to sing. I think the worst part is before you go on the stage. And that's the waiting part is the worst. But then once you get on the stage, you can't really go back. You have nowhere to go. You might as well just do the best
right.
you possibly
well
can. Exactly.
Yeah. Just muddle through.
Yeah.
And probably have a good time doing it. I mean, I imagine.
Exactly. Have fun.
I mean, the
doing
entertaining
it.
Aspect of musical theater is that does that have
it's,
an effect?
It's fun. Mm-hmm. That I mean, I don't really do it like seriously. I just got talked into it by one of my friends in seventh grade, mm-hmm. and then I end up falling in love with it. I just think it's so much fun. Mm-hmm.
The other thing that has helped you a lot with piano playing is running. How come?
Well, running has taught me so much. Before, I just thought, sports, what's the point of sports? There's no point.
It's, don't like team sports?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, they're just all people with muscle walking,
Yeah, yeah. But, oh, I do know. Yeah.
So I decided to try out for cross country because I never really found a sport that, was my calling, I guess. And I wasn't really a team sport kind of person. So I said, hey, why not? Might as well try it. And I love it, even though, half the time I'm yelling at myself, why do I possibly do this? This is the worst sport ever. But when you're running, it's just like your mind and your body separates. Your mind is telling you, if you can keep going, but your body is telling you can't do it because you're just so tired. And especially during meets and stuff, halfway through the race, I would be telling myself, oh my God, my legs are so sore, I can't do this anymore. But then I would be telling myself, what, you're almost there, just hang in there. And that applies to piano in that there's tons of thoughts running through your mind, right. especially when you're performing, and being able to control those thoughts and still focus on what's important is what makes, performing like essential.
Absolutely. Yeah. And actually a lot of negative thoughts in performing, I think I find myself, for instance, going running mm-hmm. with all of the weight of the world's problems on my shoulders.
Yeah, exactly.
At the beginning of 6 miles, there's just no end in sight. And at the end, with that endorphin buzz, mm-hmm. Everything's okay at the end.
It's the after feeling. Like afterwards, like the runner's high, you feel so amazing. It's like kind of like this,
Exactly.
After you perform, you feel great.
Yeah, exactly. The pressure that you put on yourself in all areas of your life, though, grades and things like that, is that something that you motivate yourself with? Is that imposed from your family? Is it a combination of both?
Both, I would say, especially since it's junior year, and I right. think most students can agree with me. Junior year is the most important year, especially, you know, that's the year when colleges are just looking at your, you know, your transcript, and that's the most recent completed year. Right. And so it's really important what you do. And of course, you know, having Asian parents, they would want me to be an overachiever and do take three APs, do a that's science project, and
doing accelerated classes,
exactly,
projects, special projects, extracurricular activities, yeah. and you're also going to Winchester Thurston in Pittsburgh, where mm-hmm. my sister went to school. Virginia went there.
Oh, really?
Very tough school, very yeah. great school.
Yeah.
So yeah, a lot of pressure.
And take SATs, SAT twos.
Oh,
you
yes,
know.
Indeed. Indeed. It sounds like Yin-Yin, you need to relax.
Junior year in your average American high school. It's tough. The pressure to succeed can be overwhelming. That's why we at From the Top offer these tips for how to lessen the stress, how to get out of that pressure cooker, even while you're trying to get into Princeton. Tip number one, take time for yourself. Stop and smell the roses. Just get up at 5 a.m. to do it. Tip number two, schedule time to spend with your friends after you've got absolutely everything else done. Tip number three, lighten up on yourself and your expectations. Just always do your best, work as hard as possible, get straight A's, be a leader in extracurriculars, excel at sports, and practice your instrument at least 5 hours a day.
Thanks a lot, Joanne. I'm sure that helped a great deal. Yin-Yin, we hope you succeed despite our best advice.
Well, great
having you. And that'd
great be really
you.
Useful.
Yes. Great hearing you. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Yin-Yin Oh, our 16-year-old pianist from New Stanton, Pennsylvania.